Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Now here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos taking on Midland University here tonight. Women's men's basketball doubleheader with a women's game up first. Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter joins us. And coach, you're coming off of a big win over Northwestern over the weekend. Now the big obstacle is trying to get the momentum going in the right direction.
Sure. You know, you always worry a little bit about your team after a big win like that. You don't want to let up or lose your focus. And we've talked a little bit about that this week. Just, you know, staying focused and getting some momentum and trying to, you know, get as many of these games here in the next couple of weeks as we can. And the only way to do that is to focus on one game at a time. And tonight we'll definitely have a test in Midland as they're much improved from the first time we played them. And they'll be ready to play us here. We kind of stole the one from them at their place. So I'm anticipating a tough matchup.
Currently sitting in seventh place in the conference. You've got six regular season games to go. Still plenty of space to move up and definitely some space to move down. So you got to really take care of business.
Yeah, you know, we could potentially finish, you know, anywhere from probably fifth to eighth or somewhere around there. And so there's going to be a lot of moving going on here in the next, you know, 3 weeks to end out the season. Everybody in our conference still has several tough teams to play. And every game in the GPAC is a tough game. And so we're just, you know, we've talked about that too as a team, just kind of staying focused on one game at a time and trying to, you know, take care of the one in front of us and not worrying too much about, you know, where we're at in the standings, but just taking care of us and letting the rest, you know, work itself out.
First time we played Midland up there in Fremont, 55-51, you guys won. Kind of a hard game to watch. Neither team shot the ball real well from the field or from three-point range. Talk about that ball game. How do we sneak out of there with a win?
You know, that was definitely an offensive struggle on both teams' part. New coaches, and that was really, really early in the season. And I think both teams were really struggling to find their way offensively, you know, and players on each team just trying to find roles. And we struggled in that game from every angle. We played defense fairly well, and we pressed a lot in that game, and it finally paid off for us in the end. We kind of stole it from them within those last 5 minutes. We were down seven or nine with 5 minutes to go, and Chelsea Morton and Brittany Wong just kind of, you know, turned up the pressure in the backcourt, and we turned them over a couple times and got a couple quick scores and took the lead and ended up winning that game and really kind of stole it from them because they were, you know, they were handily beating us there for most of the game. But our kids did a great job of just kind of staying focused and chipping away and coming out with the win.
Because it was so early in the season, can you take anything out of that game, or did you kind of have to start over in preparation for this thing like it was a brand-new opponent?
Yeah, you know, that's what we've been talking about all week with our team is just that, you know, this team is a very different team. They've got one of their players back who didn't play against us in the first game. Jamie Tramer is back in the lineup, and she's a really good player. She's averaging 9 rebounds a game, and they have such strong inside threats that they're really trying to pound it in, which is different than what they were doing maybe earlier in the season. They look very different. Coach Fritchie there at Midland's doing a great job with his kids, and they're playing really hard defensively. They're really trying to get out and pressure and deny the wings and make things difficult on the defensive end. So, they look a lot different, and we looked at our film, but we didn't spend too much time, thinking that they're going to look very much like that tonight.
Well, Zwiener had the big ball game against Northwestern, 22 points and 10 rebounds. It seems like the past couple of weeks she's been getting a lot of airtime. She's been doing a great job the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, Laurel, she's just playing so much stronger and so much more aggressive, and she's you know, making herself a threat in the post on the block, and she demands double teams and she's our other players on the team are doing a great job of getting her the ball in situations where she can be successful, and so it's kind of a a dual thing. You know, our guards are doing a great job of getting it to her, and Laurel's doing a much better job of finishing and getting good position. You know, she earned Player of the Week this week, and I think she's just building, you know, some confidence too in understanding how much of an impact she can make on this team.
Problem is, everybody else in the league is noticing that too. When she starts to face the double teams, are we going to be good enough as a team offensively to overcome that?
Well, I think tonight we've kind of, you know, added a couple things to try to alleviate a little bit of that pressure on the double team. You know, we're trying to pull that help out of the backside and do a couple things a little bit differently than what we've been doing. So hopefully, you know, that will help both Laurel and our other players, you know, get themselves in situations where we can take advantage of those double team situations. And, you know, our other kids are they understand that they're going to have to, you know, step up and be ready to maybe knock down some shots and attack the basket because we've discussed in depth that Laurel's probably going to get double teamed quite a bit tonight.
Are we taking some steps offensively in the positive direction?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, everyone's starting to kind of understand their role and understand, okay, these are the shots that are good for me and in these situations. And, you know, having Laurel step up and really be an inside threat. And honestly, you know, Sierra Williamson's doing a great job too. She's played some key minutes. And Sierra is a great passer, and actually her and Laurel work really well together. So having that inside threat is really, you know, helping our guards and our perimeter players, you know, get a little bit more space and a little bit more opportunity, so they're helping each other out. I definitely think that we're making progress offensively, but then again, it always helps when the ball's going in the hole.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Midland as our pregame show continues after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter, Hastings and Midland University here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. You take a look statistically at Midland. Number one, they're very good rebounding the basketball.
Yeah, that's obviously been our focus all week. When we watched film of them in the first game, they killed us on the offensive boards. Taylor Shepard in particular really hurt us on the offensive board. She's a great reader of where the rebound's coming off and does a great job of, you know, getting putbacks and junk points just because she's always around the basket. And so that's something that we really are going to have to, you know, control tonight. We're going to have to make sure that we box out, and we're going to have to make sure we go get them. And then, you know, on our end, we're going to have to work to get some boards just because they are such a great defensive rebounding team. And, you know, we've been relying a little bit on getting some offensive rebounds and some second chance opportunities. And so we're going to have to work for those tonight. And I think our kids understand that.
You mentioned the player that we did not see the first time around that's going to be in the lineup tonight. That's Jamie Tramer. What does she add to the middle lineup?
Jamie is a great rebounder. Obviously, she's, like I said, she's averaging 9 rebounds a game, but she's kind of versatile. You know, she can post up and she can be strong in there and obviously rebounds and get some offensive putbacks and things like that. But she can also put the ball on the floor and you know, kind of has that mid-range game of being able to step out and drive your post players. And so she just kind of brings another threat for them from kind of the post area or the elbow area. And when you put her in the mix, then they have 3 or 4 kids that can kind of post you up. And so with Joelle Anderson and Taylor Shepard and Jamie Tramer, all 3 of those. And then they have another younger kid coming off the bench that does a really good job for them. So they're definitely trying to pound it in, playing a lot of high-low, playing a lot of 4-out and trying to get you in bad position, moving the ball around one of their bigs. So we're going to have to do, you know, a great job of, you know, controlling the perimeter game and not allowing them to move the ball like they want to.
Just playing our game tonight, we should be okay, shouldn't we?
I hope so. I think so. You know, we're guarding a lot better, more consistently and offensively. I think, you know, we've got more than one threat, and so that always makes you a little bit, you know, tougher to guard too. So we need to have great effort tonight, and we need to be able to put 40 minutes together, and I think we'll be fine.
Your second time through the conference, second half of the season. Are you finding it a little bit easier now to make your way through the conference?
Maybe. You know, you're always, especially after you win a big one, you know, you feel like everybody's taking notice of that, and everybody's ready to play us all the time anyway. And, you know, it's I don't know that it's any easier, but it is helpful to have seen, you know, the team at least once. So I think that helps our kids feel a little bit more comfortable about what they can expect. Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Midland tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Now, stay tuned for the tip-off straight ahead.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College basketball in the air on 1230 KHAS. Tonight, Midland University from Fremont, Nebraska, in town to take on Hastings College in a women's men's basketball doubleheader, approaching the tip-off of the women's ball game here tonight. Hastings coming in, a record of 12 wins, 12 losses on the season. They're 7-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings, of course, coming off their big win on Saturday over Northwestern, beating the Red Raiders by a score of 76-63. Midland coming in, a record of 9 wins and 15 losses on the season. The Warriors are currently sitting at 4-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have lost 3 out of their last 4 ball games, dropping one on Saturday to Morningside by a score of 68-65. I'm Mike Wellen, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. Big ball game here for the Hastings College women's basketball team as we head to the conclusion of the 2012-2013 regular season. Hastings right now currently in 7th place in the GPAC. The top 8 teams will qualify for the GPAC postseason tournament, and Hastings has a half a game lead over Dort right now, which is holding down the number 8 position. Concordia, the nation's third-ranked team, is currently out on top in the GPAC at 13-2. Sixth-ranked Morningside is in second place at 12-3. Then you've got 10th-ranked Briar Cliffin there at 10-4. Mount Marty is at 10-5. Northwestern, which is ranked number 11 this week, in there in fifth place right now, 9-5. Then you've got Dakota Wesleyan at 8-6. Hastings at 7-7, and Dort sitting at 7-8. Midland down there in ninth place right now in the conference standings with a mark of 4 wins and 11 losses. So as Gary talked about during the pregame show, Hastings with a strong finish here can finish as high as maybe fifth place in the conference. And if they struggle down the stretch here, Hastings could fall out of the top 8 and out of the postseason tournament. So Hastings definitely has a lot to play for, but they're riding a lot of momentum. Hastings played pretty well in the contest against Northwestern on Saturday, upsetting the Red Raiders here at home by a score of 76-63. Laurel Zwiener had a big ball game for Hastings. 22 points and 10 rebounds in that ball game. Brittany Wong had 16. Taz Yorick had 15 points. Defensively, Hastings held Northwestern 14 points below their season average. So Hastings taking some steps, and they hope to continue that here tonight against Midland.
Warriors are the number one rebounding team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and the nation's fourth best rebounding team. Taylor Shepherd is a leading scorer. She's averaging 12.6 points per ball game. Had 21 the first time around against Hastings College, but we'll see a new girl in the lineup here tonight, and that's Jamie Tramer. She was injured in the first ball game, and she'll definitely add something to the Warriors offensively here tonight. So Hastings College getting set to tip things off against Midland in this women's basketball game here tonight. We'll have the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Midland, they will go with Jamie Tramer in the starting lineup tonight, a 5'10" senior out of Omaha, averaging 7.9 points and 9.3 rebounds per game. She is the third leading rebounder in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jamila Johnson is a 5'8" sophomore out of Omaha, averaging 10.3 rebounds per game. Joelle Anderson is a 5'10" sophomore out of Lincoln, averaging 11 points, 5 rebounds per game. Kelly Page, 5'7", a junior from Melbourne, Australia. Page is averaging 6.5 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Taylor Shepherd is the other starter for the Midland Warriors, a 6'2" sophomore out of Lincoln. Shepherd averaging 12.6 points and 7.8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings will go with Cammy Breckman. Breckman, a 5'9" junior out of Silver Lake, averaging 12 points, 4 rebounds per game. Chelsea Borden, 5'7", a freshman out of Holdridge, averaging 8 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" senior from Carmichael, California, averaging 8.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson, 5'11", a senior out of Papillion. Thompson averaging 4.9 points, 4.7 rebounds per game. And Laurel Zwiener, 6'4", a junior out of Pleasanton. Zwiener averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Hastings College in their homestanding white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson and the black. Midland going to be dressed in their blue uniforms, their dark navy blue uniforms with their orange trim. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tap. Broncos are averaging 62 points per ball game on offense, giving up 63 on defense. Midland averaging 68 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up a league worst 72.1 on the defensive end. Hastings with the ball in their opening possession here tonight. Brittany Wong has got it. Cammy Breckman out on the top of the key. Moves it over here to Wong. Dribbles inside to paint there. Shovels it off on the right side of the lane to Thompson. She turns around. The ball is stripped away by Tramer, and the ball is brought down here by Midland. First turnover on Hastings. Pass in the lane there. Tramer has got the ball. Loses it down to the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Midland ball. So the Broncos turn it over on their opening possession. Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Taylor Shepherd will play things in. She had 21 points against Hastings College the first time around. Shepherd will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket is Cammy Breckman has lost his sneaker already. Give her time to get things laced up on the far side. Bronco basketball for you tonight here from 1230 KHS. Just underway. Midland and Hastings College here tonight. Midland will play things in after an early stoppage as Breckman is ready to go. Shepherd will inbound the ball here for the Warriors. Midland stacks the right side of the lane. They play it in way out here to a Tramer. She's a girl that did not play first time around when Hastings beat Midland back in November 55-51. Tramer has got the ball here on the right side. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Joelle Anderson has got the ball. Joelle out here to Johnson. Jamila Johnson looking to penetrate inside. Takes it to the free throw line. Works it around Morton. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up, and she's fouling the play. So offensive board there from Midland. A personal foul is going to be called here on Chelsea Morton of Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul in the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Tramer for Midland. She's a 63% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up there. It's good. Midland has got the lead. You know, the last time these two teams played back in November, each team shot 30% from the field. One team shot 9% from three-point range. That was Hastings. Midland shot 10% from three-point territory. It was not an easy game to watch. Midland jumps out to the early 2-0 lead as Tramer knocks down a couple of free throws. For a minute into the ballgame, 2-0, Midland has got the lead. There's Cammy Bruckman with the ball, and that of Melissa Thompson. Free throw line extended left side. Melissa Thompson dribbling with the ball. Stops. There's a bounce pass left side of the lane. The ball is going to be chipped. Scramble is on. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Midland. Trying to get the ball to Cammy Breckman. And the ball was tipped away. Joelle Anderson down in the hardwood. Battling for the loose ball there. The second turnover on Hastings College. So two possessions, two turnovers on the Broncos. There's Johnson with the ball. Johnson moves over here in the wing to a Kelly Page. Kelly Page comes back out on top to Taylor Shepherd. Moves it over in the wing on the left side to Joelle Anderson. Top of the key now to Tramer. Lobs it to the free throw line. That's Shepherd. Kicks it back out here to Johnson. Moves it over on the left side. Driving the baseline. Shooting and missing is going to be Joelle Anderson. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. That's Melissa Thompson. The Chelsea Morton bomb pass inside to Zwiener. Sound is up there. Good. Laurel Zwiener scores for Hastings. And we're tied up at 2 points apiece. Zwiener had a big ball game against Northwestern the other day with a double-double in that contest against nationally ranked Northwestern. 2-2 is the score. Here's a Johnson with the ball. It's tipped away by Melissa Thompson. Johnson picks her back up. Out here in 3 points territory. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Jamila Johnson dribbling with it. Sends it over here on the wing on the right side. That's Kelly Page. Entry pass to get it inside. There's a shot by Shepherd. It's going to be blocked down there by Zwiener. Ball is loose. Picked back up in the lane. Shot by Shepherd. No good. Ball being tapped around and is picked up here by Hastings. Chelsea Morton down the right sideline for Hastings. The Broncos can take the lead here with a field goal. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Brittany Wong down to Cammy Bruckman. Drives the ball. Throws up a shot. It's no good. And she's fouling the play here. Joelle Anderson going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on Midland. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman. Breckman, a 57% foul shooter on the season for the Broncos. She's 48 out of 83. Hastings still the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 64% of their free throws. The shot by Breckman is up there and in. And the Broncos have their first lead of the ball game. It is 3-2. We're down to 17 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Cammy Breckman, the product out of Silver Lake, toes the mark. Second shot is up there. It's good. So Breckman hits a pair. Hastings College with a 4-2 lead now over Midland University. Hastings now attacking in backcourt with Chelsea Morton. Bringing the ball up is going to be Johnson. Johnson brings it in the offensive scoring zone on the wing. Being hocked out here by Morton. Sends it down in the corner of the right side to Danielle Steffen, who's into the ball game. Steffen, 200 pass back out of the wing. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted there by the Broncos. Running back the other way is going to be Chelsea Morton. Takes the ball to the free throw line. Down to Zwiener. Down to Morton again at the top of the key. Sends it across the top to Frankie Peterson, who's into the ball game. To Wong, to Peterson. Dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Morton. Top of the key. Now to Breckman. Shot for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Tramer for Midland. And now the Warriors want to call a timeout. Warriors got an early timeout here. 16 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. The score, Hastings 4, Midland 2.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 4-2. First game of two tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Johnson with the ball from Midland. Comes over here to the near sideline as Shelby Ruprak is into the ball game now for the Warriors. Outside to Anderson. Here's Tramer with the ball out in 3-point territory. Throws it to the right wing. That's Ruprak driving the ball down to the baseline. Stops. Gets the ball to Steffen. Steffen back outside now to Joelle Anderson. She drives to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Joelle Anderson scoring there. She had 8 points the first time around. These two teams met up in Fremont clear back in November. One of the early conference games. Hastings was able to pick up a 55-51 win. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball to Frankie Peterson. Top of the key. Dumps it down low. Zwiener spins. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound to Shelby Ruprak. Ruprak to the far sideline to Johnson. Gets the ball ahead now to Kelly Page, rather to Joelle Johnson. She lobs it inside, down to a Danielle Steffen. Back out on the far side to Joelle Anderson. Gets it out here to Jamila Johnson. Johnson gets it to Ruprak, dribbles at the top of the key, throws up a shot over Wong. It's good. Shelby Ruprak throws up a long-range jumper there. They give her only 2 points. They say her foot was on the line, so a two-point, or actually a Yeah, a two-point field goal there by Shelby Ruprak, and it's a 6-4 ball game now in favor of Midland University. Here's Frankie Peterson of the ball. Comes out top of the key. That's Chelsea Borton. Over to Wong on the wing on the right side. Got a Cammy Breckman inside the free throw circle. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Peterson takes off, drives into the hole. It's not going to be blocked out of bounds by Tramer. Good job defensively by Jamie Tramer for Midland. She gets her 12th block of the season there. Zwainer checks out. Here comes Sierra Williamson into the ballgame now for Hastings College. 15-20 to play. Here in the first half, 6-4 is the score. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. They play it into Breckman. Her shot from long range is going to be no good. Ball being tapped around is going to be picked up here by Tramer. Tramer gets the ball away now to Darian Moon, who's into the ballgame. Darian Moon off to Anderson on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Tramer. Spins right side of the lane, drives the ball against Breckman. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Cammy. Second shot is going to be blocked down again by Breckman, and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to go on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos, and going to the free throw line is going to be Tramer. She's got a couple of free throws already in this ball game for 2 points. 63% foul shooter. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. 15:02 to play here in the first half. 6-4 is the score. Midland is out on top of Hastings College here tonight. Jamie Tramer will have one more. Shot is up there. And the shot good. It's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's going to check out now. Into the ball game now is going to be Taylor Shepard. So Tramer comes to the bench. Shepard back in there. Hastings College has fallen behind early. 7-4 now to Midland, a team that is 4-11 in conference play as things get started here tonight. There's Brittany Wong getting away. Drives for the hole. Shot no good. And she's going to be fouled in the play. Darian Moon is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. And that's going to send Brittany Wong to the free throw line now for Hastings as he was fouled in the act of shooting. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Warriors here in the first half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brittany Wong, 61% foul shooter in the season, 46 out of 75. And the first free throw is up there. It's no good. Hastings down 2 out of 3 on free throws so far in this ball game. Broncos are down 7-4 as Brittany Wong has got her second one. It's in the air. That one is around the rim and falls out. No good. Ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up there by Danielle Steffen. So Wong misses a couple of free throws. Here comes Darian Moon with the ball now for Midland. Ball's going to be poked away, and Chelsea Borton grabs the ball for Hastings College. That's his second turnover in the ball game against Midland. Borton has got the ball now to Wong for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound. Bounce pass down on the baseline. That's Frankie Peterson. Fakes, moves to her right, gets the ball to Sierra Williamson inside the free throw line. Free throw circle as they get it away to Borton. She drives. Her shot is up there, no good. Jump ball and a rebound. Tammy Breckman is tied up on the play by Joelle Anderson of Midland. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Warriors, so we'll stay right here. Taz York coming to the ball game now for Chelsea Morton. 14-21 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Midland by the score of 7-4. They get it now here to Cammy Breckman. Comes across the top now to Wong. Far sideline, Peterson has got the ball. Out of Breckman as Midland is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Wong, 4-3, shot, yes. Brittany Wong nails a three-pointer, and just like that, Hastings College comes back to tie the score at 7 points apiece, 14-04 remaining here in the first half. Here's a Johnson with the ball now from Midland. Goes over to Danielle Steffen to Shelby Ruprak on the wing on the right side. Comes out between the circles now to Anderson. Dribbles the ball toward the basket. His shot is up there, partially deflected by Breckman. Ball is brought down here by Peterson. Frankie Peterson down the far sideline at Taz York. Taz pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Out to Breckman, top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out here to Wong. Three-pointer good. Brittany Wong nails a couple of three-pointers. Back-to-back possessions. Hastings College goes out on top by a score of 10-7. That one barely rattled the net as it went through there from three-point range. Hastings with a three-point lead now 10-7. Here's a Jamila Johnson with the ball. Comes across the top to Steffen. Dribbles once. Right in her face defensively is Frankie Peterson. Here's Shepard trying to drive it. Has to give it up. Now to Ruprecht. Now to Shepard again. She tries to drive it down the right side of the lane. The ball poked away and it's picked up by Hastings. Taz York has got the ball back at the other end. Ball's going to be stripped out of her hands out of bounds. Good play defensively coming from behind Joella Anderson. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket. Here's Holly Samuelson into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Cammy Breckman. Melissa Thompson comes back in. Frankie Peterson comes to the bench. 13:05 to play here in the first half. Hastings with a three-point lead. They play it in here. The Samuelson baseline jumper is put up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound loose underneath the basket. Picked up by Samuelson. Shot good. Holly Samuelson picks up the trash there, right side of the lane, puts it down through the window and scores. 12-7 is the score. Hastings now with a 5-point lead. Here's Jamila Johnson with the ball. Johnson out to Stefan in 3 points in its way. Gets it over there to Winnetonga. Winnetonga comes over here to Ruprecker. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around. It's picked up by Samuelson. Samuelson got the rebound there defensively for Hastings. Had an offensive rebound and a score at the other end. Coming it off of the bench. Wong has got it. Now to Samuelson on the wing on the right side. The Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound is a long one. It comes out here to Winnetonga. Winnetonga runs her back the other way to the goal. Her shot is up and in. Olga Winnetonga scoring there for Midland. She had 3 points the last time these two teams played. 12-9 is the score. Hastings now with a 3-point lead. Broncos have the ball with 12:07 to play here in the first half. Brittany Wong has got it. Wong gets it out to Sierra Williamson. Williamson to the far sideline. That's going to be Holly Samuelson. Samuelson comes out here between the circles. Now in trouble. Bounce pass goes inside to Sierra. Her shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson scoring there. She's got 2 points in the ball game. That's her first field goal. 14-9 the score now. Hastings College out to a 5-point lead. Here comes Midland back with the ball. That's Johnson with it on the wing on the left side. Goes over on the far sideline to Danielle Stefan. Now a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called there on Midland. That's going to be turnover number 4 on the Warriors. Hastings College so far hitting 4 out of 11 from the field in the early minutes of this ball game for 36%. Midland 3 out of 7 for 42%. The Broncos currently 2 out of 6 on 3-pointers already for 33%. Midland has not attempted one yet. 14-9 is the score. Hastings has got a 5-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Hastings looking to move a game over 500 with a win here tonight. They're 12-12 as this one gets started here this evening. Here's Chelsea Morton back into the lineup. Has got the ball to Melissa Thompson. Driving down the left side of the lane. Some contact made and a foul called. They go on Midland. Is going to go on Joelle Anderson. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Warriors. Down shooting situation. Here comes Moon back into the ball game now. Anderson comes out. So Darian Moon checks back into the ball game for Midland. A junior out of Jacksonville, Florida. Melissa Thompson comes out top down, top of the key. That's going to be Samuelson with the ball. Samuelson picked up out there by Winnetonga. Gets it to Chelsea Morton. Back outside a three-pointer by Wong is up there. It's no good. Long rebound. It's going to be grabbed here by Melissa Thompson. Bounce pass here to Wong. Nearly threw it into the bench. Down in the corner instead to Holly Samuelson. Free throw line to Zwiener. Down low to Thompson. Her shot's going to be blocked down with a foul called. So Hastings working the high-low there. Finally, a personal foul is going to be called on Kelly Page. Out of Midland, that's going to be your first. Page is actually a junior out of Melbourne, Australia, playing for Midland and Fremont. Here's Melissa Thompson to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Thompson just a 55% foul shooter on the season. Here comes Josie Schomp into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Brittany Wong. Hastings with an early 5-point lead here in women's college basketball. 14-9 is the score. Dunk shot by Thompson is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Winnetonga. So Melissa Thompson misses a pair of free throws. Hastings still with a 5-point lead. Midland with the ball. They throw it inside. It's going to be over the head of everybody. And the ball is brought down here by Zwiener. Turnover number 5 on Midland. Here's Josie Schomp. Nice pass, but Thompson wasn't looking for it. It goes right through her hands out of bounds. So Hastings turns the ball away. Thompson right in front of the basket there. Nice pass from Schomp, but Melissa wasn't ready for it. It goes out of bounds. 3 turnovers on Hastings. Midland has got 5 turnovers. The Broncos have a 5-point lead, 14-9. Here's Darian Moon with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Broncos with a man-to-man defense. Darian Moon goes over to Johnson outside to Winnetonga. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Josie Schomp of Hastings. Schomp streaking back the other way down the left sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor, top of the key. Reverses it. Comes over to Samuelson. Entry pass to Morton. Nice pass down to Thompson. Shot good. Melissa Thompson scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings College out to a 16-9 advantage now over Midland University. Warriors have the ball. Here's a pass inside to get it in there to Tramer, who's back into the ball game, to Johnson. Dribble penetration. Throws it down to Moon in the corner. Shot for three. No good. Rebound Tramer. Shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Picked up by Tramer again. Tramer gets it out here to Darian Moon, who hands the ball away to Jamila Johnson for the Warriors. Here's Moon again. Free throw line extended right side. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Page, three-pointer, good. Kelly Page knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key and beyond. 16-12 is the score now. Hastings with a four-point lead. Morton with the ball to Josie Schopp. Schopp into the offensive zone. Comes over here on the near sideline. Alyssa Thompson out of Josie Schopp. Top of the key. Throws it inside. It's off of the fingertips of Zwiener. And it's lost out of bounds by Midland. So Hastings will play things in. Taylor Shepard coming into the ball game now for Midland. Winnetonka will come to the bench. Here comes Bruckman back in. Holly Samuelson comes to the bench. Frankie Peterson also coming into the ball game for Hastings. And Melissa Thompson will come out of there. 9 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 16-12. Peterson will play things in. Morton has got it now to Josie. Josie Schopp holds it. Goes down in the left corner now to Peterson. Moves to her right. Fires the ball inside. It's going to be tipped away. It's going to be brought down by Page. Turnover on Hastings. Page has got the ball on the far sideline to Jamila Johnson. Here's a Tramer trying to penetrate inside. Kicks it back out to Page. Her shot for three is no good. Rebound Tramer goes back up. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Peterson. She's hit. The ball knocked loose and is picked up here by Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener has got the ball now for Hastings off to Josie Schopp. Schopp runs her back the other way on the dribble for Hastings. Goes over to Chelsea Morton on the deep wing right side. Out to Schopp, now to Breckman. Frankie Peterson, entry pass to get it inside. The Morton shot's going to be blocked down. Morton grabs the rebound back, right back. Here's a Breckman back out of the wing on the right side. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Josie Schopp dribbling with the ball. Schopp sends it to the right side. Morton, her shot from 10 is up there, no good. Rebound Peterson, shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Hastings getting two, three cracks at the bucket there. Finally, they draw the personal foul inside. Foul is going to go on Taylor Shepard. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number five on the Warriors here in this first half. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Frankie Peterson. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Peterson will get more. She's a 78% foul shooter on the season. Hastings now 3 out of 7 on free throws in this ball game. The second one is up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Tramer. Tramer hands it away now to Darian Moon, who brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Here's Jamila Johnson. Down in the corner to Tramer. She drives the ball against Morton. Sends it down in the left corner. A shot by Shepard is up there. It's no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Peterson. Throws the ball to the near sideline. Nearly threw it out of bounds. Picked up by Josie Schopp. Now to Morton on the wing on the right side. Out to Josie. Swings to the left side. Now to Frankie Peterson. Out on top to Schopp. Her shot for three is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down here to Taylor Shepard. Shepard gets it away to Moon into the forecourt to Page. Out in the corner now, that's going to be Johnson. Drives the baseline. Dumps it off to Tramer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but we got a traveling violation. Tramer making a little spinning move to the left side of the goal there. And she's calling for the traveling violation. That's 6 turnovers on Midland here in the ballgame. 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 17-12 in women's college basketball. Men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Josie Schopp with the ball. Stops with a dribble on the right wing. Sends it inside to Cammie Breckman. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound Moon. Darian Moon has got it on the dribble now from Midland. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot, no good, but she's fouling the play. Frankie Peterson is going to be hit with a personal foul. Peterson picks up her second. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line from Midland is going to be Darian Moon. Moon is an 88% foul shooter in the season. She is 16 out of 18 from the line. And her shot is up there. It is good. So Darian Moon knocking one down there from the free throw line for Midland. Moon is a 5'7" junior out of Jacksonville, Florida. Oral Zwiener checks out of the ball game now. Coming in is going to be Sierra Williamson. Darian Moon will have another free throw. Her shot is up there. That one is good. So she nails a couple of charity tosses. Samuelson coming to the ball game now. Peterson coming to the bench. 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the first half. It is 17-14. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Schopp comes out of the ball game now. Coming back in for the Broncos is going to be Brittany Wong. And Wong will bring things up. Under 8 minutes to go here in the first half. Brittany Wong into the offensive scoring zone. Midland is in a man-to-man defense. Breckman has got the ball on the wing. Cammie dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Morton. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Goes for the basket. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Whether that's going to be a Sierra Williamson who checked in there for Zwiener. And a foul is going to be called here on Shelby Ruprecht of Midland. That's going to be her first personal foul. So that's going to send Sierra Williamson to the free throw line. Williamson so far, a field goal, 2 points here in this ball game. 71% foul shooter. Shot is up there. It's good. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 18-14, the Broncos have a four-point lead. Next shot is up there, it is good by Sierra Williamson. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings again with a nine-point lead, actually a five-point lead at 19-14. There's a Johnson with the ball, goes for the basket, a shot no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra outlet pass to the far sideline to Brittany Wong. Wong right-handed dribble, waist high as she brings it into the offensive scoring zone for the Broncos. And now we've got a whistle out here. And we're going to have an offensive foul called on Holly Samuelson. Setting a screen out here in three-point territory. Whistle for an illegal screen. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number six. Actually, team foul number four on the Broncos during this first half of play. Midland will come back the other way. Jamila Johnson on the dribble now for the Warriors over here on the wing to Ruprecht. Ruprecht dribbles once, moves to her right, reverses the ball, gets it to Shepherd. Shepherd out here to Joelle Anderson. Now to Shepherd. Anderson again on the left side of the lane. Picked up out there by Hastings College. Cammy Breckman right in her face. Over here on the right wing, Jamila Johnson gets away from Morton. Drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Jamila Johnson gets the field goal. The basket's going to count. And the personal foul goes on Morton. That's going to be Morton's second foul. So now Jamila Johnson goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Here comes Taz York into the ball game now for Hastings, and Morton will come out. 6:56 to play here in the first half. Hastings is out on top by a score of 19-16. Jamila Johnson to the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. So the Broncos still have a three-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong into the forecourt. Lose it over to Taz York on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass out on top of Samuelson for three. Shot good. Holly Samuelson knocks down a three ball. She got 5 points here in the first half. Her season high this year has been 5 points in the ball game that she had against Mount Marty. So a good start for Holly Samuelson, 22-16. Hastings now with a six-point lead. Down in the right corner is going to be Joelle Anderson. Drives the baseline toward the goal. Her shot is up there, no good, and she's going to be hacked on the arm. A foul here will go on Hastings College at the 6:23 mark. Foul is going to go on Samuelson. That's going to be your second personal foul. Team foul number six in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Midland is going to be Joelle Anderson. She's got 2 points in the ball game. She's the fifth best free throw shooter in the conference. Her shot is up there. It is good. She is a 75% foul shooter. Knocks one down right there. It's 60. Actually, she's 63 out of 83 down from the free throw line. Next shot is up there by Anderson. It is off of the mark. No good. Long rebound and comes out here to Cammy Breckman. So Brockman has got it for Hastings College. Gets it away to a Brittany Wong. Brittany Wong into the forward court. Now to Sierra Williamson holding the ball out here in three-point territory. Right sideline, Brockman. Sierra Williamson sets the screen. They can't get the ball to her. Here's Taz for three. Shot good. Taz Yorick here on the left side. She scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings is out on top now by a score of 25-17. Just by the six-minute mark here in this first half. Here's Ruprecht driving for the goal. She falls down, loses her footing. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a Midland turnover. Seven turnovers on the Warriors as Ruprecht trying to take the ball in the hole and just lost her footing just to the right of the goal. Ball goes trickling out of bounds here on the end line, and Hastings College will play things in. The Broncos have an eight-point lead, 25-17. 5:40 remaining. Here's Sierra Williamson. They get it to the free throw line to Brittany Wong. Brings it back out here in three-point territory. Now pulls up, shoots a 15-footer. Shot no good. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Breckman. Her shot from the free throw line is going to be no good. Rebound Williamson. Back out to Breckman. Now to Taz Yorick for three. Shot good. Taz Yorick knocks down her second three-pointer of the ball game. Hastings College has now got a 28-17 advantage with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the first half. Nice little run here by the Broncos. There's a long pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Samuelson. That's the eighth turnover on Midland. Cammy Breckman drives for the hole. Contact made. Foul called. Shelby Ruprecht picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number seven now in the Warriors. So Hastings has reached the bonus situation. It's going to be Breckman going to the free throw line. Here comes Moon back into the ball game now. Tramer checks back in. Hastings out on top by a score of 28-17 here in the ball game. 5:02 to play here in the first half. Gabby Breckman to the free throw line. She's got 2 points in the ball game thus far. Couple of free throws. Her shot is up there. Good. Breckman is one player that has struggled from the free throw line this season for Hastings. She's hitting only 57% of her foul shots. The Broncos is a team hitting 64%. other charity tosses. Here comes the next shot by Bruckman. It's up there and in. So Cammie's now 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Hastings has built a 13-point lead over Midland, 30-17. Darian Moon with the ball now for the Warriors. Goes over to Johnson. Johnson on the wing on the left side, picked up there by Wong. Out to Tramer, down to Moon. Right side of the lane. Now they reverse the ball and get it to Ruprecht. Ruprecht dribbles once, gets to Moon. Fires up a three-pointer from straight away. Her shot good. Darian Moon knocks down a three-pointer there for Midland. And we got a whistle on the rebound. The basket is going to count. I think we got a foul called here on Hastings as the officials will huddle underneath the Midland basket. 4:40 remaining here in this first half. It's 30-20. Hastings now with a 10-point lead. And see where this one is going to take us here. The basket is going to count. A three-pointer there for Moon. The personal foul is going to be called on Cammie Bruckman of Hastings. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number. Let's see. They're going to come over to the scorers table and get this thing situated. Cammie Bruckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. And Midland is going to get the ball back here. So a rebounding foul on Bruckman after the three-pointer goes through the hole. Chelsea Morton comes back into the ball game now. Bruckman will come to the bench. 30-20 is the score. Going to the free throw line is going to be Joelle Anderson. Anderson's got 3 points in the ball game thus far. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. So Midland is now in the bonus situation, as that's the 17th foul called on Hastings in the ball game. So Joelle Anderson will get the bonus. Hastings now leading by the score of 30-21 over Midland University. Here comes the second one by Anderson. It's good. That turned out to be a 4-point play, actually a 5-point play there for Midland, the 3-pointer and a couple of free throws. And bam, just like that, it's a 8-point ball game now at 30-22. Hastings with the ball with 4.5 minutes to play. Chelsea Morton out to Holly Bauer, who's playing for the first time in two games here. Holly Samuelson has got the ball. Entry pass to get it inside to Sierra Williamson. Back out to Brittany Wong. Now to Samuelson for three. Shot is up there. She buries that one. Where has this come from? Holly Samuelson now with 8 points in the ball game. For Hastings, that's a season high for her. We're still in the first half. 33-22 is the score. Hastings out on top, and now Tramer loses the ball out of bounds. Tramer down there in the right corner just took her eyes off of it and goes sailing right through her fingertips out of bounds. That's 9 turnovers on Midland now in the ball game. Coming into the contest now for the Warriors is going to be Sammy Hislop. Hislop is a 5'7" sophomore out of Sparta, New Jersey. Hastings College has got an 11-point lead here in women's college basketball, 33-22, just by the 4-minute mark here in the first half. Chelsea Morton down the left side of the lane, now retreats back out here in the 3-point territory. Brittany Wong, who's got it here, moves right to left across the top of the key. To Samuelson, now to Wong. Pass inside, deflected away from Zwiener. The ball is going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. Last touch there by Hastings. So Zwiener is back into the ball game. She was the GPAC player of the week this week after recording a double-double against Northwestern over the weekend. As Zwiener come up with 22 points and 10 rebounds last Saturday in the Broncos' upset win over the Red Raiders. Drawing plenty of attention here in this ball game with Midland University here tonight. There's a pass inside as they get the ball to the basket. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Joelle Anderson. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to Brittany Wong. Here come the Broncos with an 11-point lead, 33-22. Brittany Wong goes over to Holly Bauer on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass to Samuelson. Down low to Zwiener. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Tramer. Tramer has got it now for Midland. Hands it away to Darian Moon. Moon gets the ball ahead to Anderson, trying to drive it inside. Can't do it. Back out to Johnson. Johnson picked up there by Wong. Long pass goes inside to Anderson. Works against Samuelson. Her shot is up there. No good. Holly Samuelson grabs the rebound. Outlet pass down to Bauer. She takes it one-on-one the other way. Loses control of the ball. Bauer picks her back up. Sends it down in the corner. Chelsea Morton has got it. Now to Zwiener at the free throw line. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Darian Moon. Moon has got the ball now for Midland. Down the near sideline. Long pass ahead. They get the ball to Hislop. She drives it inside. The ball is going to be deflected away by Bauer. Ball is recovered here by Morton. Gets it ahead now to Brittany Wong. Free throw line jumper is up there and in. Brittany Wong scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings College now leading 35-22 here in the contest. Here's a Hislop with a ball. Hislop out to Johnson for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound loose. Samuelson had it. She lost it. Tramer picks it up. Now to Hislop down here on the baseline right side. Hislop just throws it out to the free throw line. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Chelsea Morton. She brings it back one-on-one against Johnson. Drives, shoots, and scores. Chelsea Morton scores, and now Midland wants to call a timeout as Hastings College has opened up a 15-point lead here over Midland University. We've got a timeout, a minute and 56 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings 37, Midland 22.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College has got the lead 37-22 over Midland. Midland comes back the other way, loses control of the dribble. It goes out of bounds. Out of bounds here on the near sideline as Hastings was applying some pressure out here. That's the 10th turnover on Midland here in the ballgame. So the Broncos get it back with a minute and 44 seconds to play. In this first half, Hastings out on top by a score of 37-22. There's Chelsea Morton with the ball on the deep wing on the right side. Comes out here to Holly Bauer at the top of the key, trying to drive it between a couple of defenders, and the ball is knocked loose. It's picked up here by Midland. Fifth turnover on Hastings College in the ball game. Here come the Warriors back the other way. Winnetonka has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles into the free throw line now. Throws up a shot. We have a foul called here on Bauer. Holly Bauer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line for Midland is going to be Olga Winnetonka. She's a 62% foul shooter on the season for Midland. Winnetonka is a 5'8" freshman out of Lincoln. Now she will toe the mark here for the Warriors. Winnetonka looks up there and her shot is up. It's going to be good. Olga Winnetonka hitting her first free throw of the ball game. She's now got 3 points in the contest. Hastings leading by a score of 37-23. As Winnetonka will have one more. Throws it up there. The shot good. Olga hits a couple of free throws. And the Hastings lead is now 13 points at 37-24. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball on the high post. They get it here to a Laurel Zwiener right at the top of the key. Zwiener goes over to Chelsea Morton behind the screen from Zwiener. Pass across the top of the key now to Brittany Wong to Zwiener. Out to Wong at the top of the key. She was open, trying to penetrate. Now to Samuelson. Samuelson at the free throw line. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Bauer. Bauer with 4 seconds. Out to Wong. Dribbles it all the way. Down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Misses the driving layup. The rebound comes down to Midland, running back the other way. Long pass to the far sideline. Winnetonka has got it. Picked up there by Holly Bauer of Hastings. Winnetonka in the lane. Throws up a shot off the window. Good. Winnetonka scoring there for Midland. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. And the Hastings lead is now 11 at 37-26. Midland has scored the last 4 points here in the ballgame after Hastings opened up a 15-point lead. Now 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings about 3 seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock. And now we've got some contact made out here in three-point territory as a Chelsea Morton is mixing it up with Winnetonka. And Winnetonka is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Warriors, so we're going to have some free throws. This is a 1-1 situation for Hastings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Chelsea Morton. She's got 2 points in the ballgame thus far in the field goal. Morton, just a 58% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there and in. The score now is 38-26, Hastings College, with the lead over Midland University. As Morton will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is straight through the hole. So she hits a pair of free throws. Hastings with a 13-point lead, 39-26. Here's a Johnson with the ball. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Johnson moves it on the wing on the left side. Still dribbling on the ball. Picks it up and goes across the top to Winnetonka for three. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings, and that is the end of the first half of play. So the Hastings College Broncos out on top here in women's college basketball at the break. The score is Hastings 39, Midland 26. You're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more. Visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.net. Hastings College with a lead over Midland here at halftime by a score of 39-26. Midland scored first in this basketball game, but Hastings comes back and scores four straight points. Midland again scoring four of their own to grab a 6-4 advantage. We were tied up at 7 points apiece, and Hastings kind of took over. They scored the next 5 points to go out on top by a score of 12-7. Hastings increased that lead to 16-9. Hastings leading 19-14, 22-16, 25-17 with just a couple of seconds shy of 6 minutes to go in the contest. Hastings build a double-digit lead with 5:15 remaining in the first half at 28-17. Hastings is led by as many as 15 here in the ball game, and right now the Broncos have a 13-point lead at the break to score Hastings 39 and Midland 26. Scoring in the ball game for Midland, Olga Winnetonga has come off the bench. They hit for 6 points. She's got a couple of field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points in the first half by Darian Moon on a three-pointer, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Joella Anderson has got 5 points. She's got a field goal, and she's 3 out of 3 from the line. Other scores for Midland. You've got 3 points from Kelly Page on a three-pointer, 3 points from Jamie Tramer on 3 free throws and 4 attempts. And Jamila Johnson has got a field goal for 2. Johnson is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Midland is 9 out of 14 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Hastings College hitting 10 out of 13 from the line in the first half. Broncos being led so far in this ball game by Brittany Wong and also Holly Samuelson. Wong has come up with 8 points in the ball game. She's knocked down a couple of threes and a 2-point field goal. She is 0 out of 2 from the line for 8. Holly Samuelson has come off the bench. Samuelson has hit 1 2-point field goal and 2 3-pointers in this ball game. She's also got 8 points at halftime. Taz York has got 6 points and a couple of 3-pointers. The other scores for Hastings, Cammie Bruckman is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line for 4. Chelsea Morton has got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the line for her 4 points. Sierra Williamson off the bench to score 4. She's got a field goal, and she's 2 out of 2 from the stripe. Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal and 2 points. Melissa Thompson, a field goal for 2. She's 0 of 2 from the free throw line, and Frankie Peterson is 1 of 2 from the line during the first half of play. So again, Hastings College has got the lead 39-26 over Midland University here at halftime. The Broncos are hitting 42% of their field goals in the first half. They are 12 out of 28. Midland is 7 out of 22 for 31%. The Broncos knocking down 6 out of 12 from the free throw line for 50%. Midland 2 out of 9 for 22%. The free throws, Hastings 9 out of 14 from the line for 64%. Midland is currently 10 out of 13 for 76%. The rebounds, Hastings has got 18 in the first half. Midland has got 17. The Broncos leading on the offensive end, 7-5. Hastings has got 6 turnovers in the ball game. Midland has already got 12. The Broncos with 3 block shots. Midland has got 3. Hastings with 7 steals compared to 3 for Midland University. The leading rebounder for Hastings so far in this first half of play has been Cammy Breckman. She has got 4. And the leading rebounder for Midland is Jamie Tramer. She's already got 9 rebounds in his first half here against Hastings College. So again, the Broncos have the lead over Midland. The score is 39-26 at the halftime break. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next at Hastings College. And Tyson Evronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is women's basketball senior Melissa Thompson. Melissa from Papillion, Nebraska, majoring in psychology and business administration and human resources management, has a 3.6 GPA. On the court, she started for 2 years for the Lady Broncos and made it to the national tournament in 2010 and 2012. Academically, the list is long. She's an academic All-American, a member of the Psychological Honor Society, Lambda Pi Eta Honor Society member, winner of the Robert M. Schlock Scholarship, and chairman of the Intramurals, and a member of the FCA and Habitat for Humanities, as well as the Professional Business Leaders. When she's not on the court or in the classroom, she enjoys watching movies, spending time outside, and going to basketball games. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Melissa Thompson, who's averaging 4.9 points and 4.7 rebounds for the Lady Broncos this year. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is presented each week by our sponsor, BuyRight Truck Sales, who salutes their athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler home generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler home generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Once again, Coach Kendrick Clay with the track and field team joining us here. The Hastings College head coach for the track and field team joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. And wanted to talk with you about another item, and that was recently you have announced your resignation from the Hastings College as the track and field head coach, cross-country coach as well. Talk maybe just a little bit about the timing and some of the decisions as to why you've chosen this year is to announce your resignation.
Yeah, the timing's really never good when you're a cross-country indoor and outdoor track coach and teaching. And, you know, last year I was at the Olympic trials in late June and really had about a month buffer before we started things back up again. But, you know, as I've worked through things and you know, Coach Schmutty, our new AD, has had numerous discussions with me, and I visited with our president even last year that, you know, I've just, you know, there are a lot of things when you're coaching six teams. And, you know, to sustain the energy levels with recruiting, with coaching, and all aspects that go into being a college coach, it takes a pretty dynamic and high-level energy person. And, you know, recently, you know, I've just fallen off, just running out of gas, and I'm not working to the standards that I expect of myself and that the college needs. From that position. So, you know, it's the best for Hastings College and the program and for my health long term. You know, I've just, you know, not been able to stay very healthy as well, and I've really had to take a look in the mirror there and realize what's real important in life. So, you know, stepping down was a decision that is going to allow us, you know, allow the institution to pursue a new individual, have a seamless transition so the recruiting doesn't suffer, so the current student-athletes don't suffer. I imagine that, you know, things will move pretty quickly with my successor, and it'll be best for everyone.
As we look back at your career over at Hastings College, and I can think of many names that have came through that track and field program, the cross-country program as well, but sort of just kind of reflect and take a look at some classes and some athletes that you're really proud that you were able to have coached and have proud to see that they succeeded on in their careers.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot. There are so many kids. When you look at, I mean, if someone reviews our media guide and reviews the all-time top 10 list, there are so many names from the last 10 years. And you know, obviously it wasn't just me. I mean, we've had good coaches on staff, you know, Coach Osgood, Coach Fish, Coach Moliconi, you know, Coach Herget. You know, a lot of people have had an influence on this. And, you know, the names that come to my mind, you know, if I go through events, you know, Scotty Shaw, local standout here from Silver Lake, who's now a teacher here in town, did an outstanding job. Brian Eicher came in and rewrote some of the record books in endurance. Jeremiah Leopard, it was great. Yeah, I didn't recruit him, but I got a chance to work with him. Some of those distance runners really stand out in my mind. Brady Fickenscher, who I believe is now in medical school. Brady was an outstanding leader and was a great part of probably our best men's cross-country program a few years back. You know, other athletes, Brandon Diamond did a great job for us in anchoring that conference record 4x400 relay and was a good positive force in the track program. Turner Scholl in the throws, Scott Van Cura really kind of helped Coach Osgood establish what has been the most dominant throws group in the last 5 years in small college track and field. And, of course, you can't forget Gabe Wickham and Ronnie Taylor, who have taken us even to the next level with their performances, you know, with a national record in the weight throw and with, of course, an Olympic trials qualifying performance. And also, you know, Ronnie being our first national champion in men's outdoor track and field. Those are the names that really always resonate in my mind when I think about my tenure here.
Once again, the coach from the cross-country, the track and field coach as well for Hastings College, Kendrick Clay, stepping down at the end of this season, and not only on the field and on the track coach, but in the classroom as well. I know that as a freshman way back in 2006. I took a sat in the back row of your health and wellness class and can remember some of the things that you taught me in that class as well. So a good teacher, good role model from the track team, the cross-country standpoint, but also the teacher as well. And you're going to be missed, and we appreciate all the good things you've done at Hastings College.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Once again, Coach Kendrick Clay, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight. Stay tuned. Second half of the Hastings College basketball action is coming up after the break.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, Joel Anderson gets a field goal for Midland. Now Hastings trying to lob the ball inside. It's going to be deflected away from Zwiener. So a couple of turnovers here for Hastings College to begin the second half of play. It's 39-28. Hastings with an 11-point lead. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Shepard. And the rebound on the weak side there by Hastings College. So just underway here in the second half, the Broncos have the lead. Women's College basketball, Brittany Wong has got it. As Hastings shoots our basket to our right here in this second half of play. Cammie Brunkman at the free throw line for the Broncos. Brunkman gives it up now to Chelsea Morton, over to Melissa Thompson on the wing on the right side to Brunkman. Out here at the top of the circle again to Brittany Wong. 7 seconds in the shot clock. Around the screen by Thompson at the elbow. Now dumps it away to Melissa in the lane. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Falling shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Tramer. Jamie Tramer has got the ball from Midland on the near sideline to Johnson. Gets it down the floor and the shot is up and in. Taylor Shepard scoring there. It's now a 39-30 ball game and Carey wants to call a timeout. So Midland has come out of the locker room here. That's it for the first couple of baskets here in this ball game. They've got a 13-point lead now down to 9 points in the first 90 seconds of the second half. We've got a break, 18-30 remaining in the ball game. Hastings 39, Midland 30.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 39-30 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's a free throw line jumper by Morton. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Tramer grabs the ball from Midland. So the Warriors scored the first two baskets here in the second half. They've got the ball again. Anderson has got the ball now. She works against Breckman here on the left side of the lane. Joelle Anderson, two-handed pass comes out on top to Kelly Page. Page on the wing to Jamila Johnson around the screen from Tramer. Moves the ball to the left side of the floor. Now here's a long-range jumper from three that's going to be no good by Kelly Page. Got a rebound on the weak side. Jamila Johnson has got it here in the offensive rebound. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends it to the wing to Joelle Anderson. Lobs it inside to Shepard. Throws it down the right baseline to Tramer. Drives it toward the goal. Shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling the play. And Tramer will go to the free throw line here for Midland University. The foul is going to be called on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her third. Third foul now on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half. Jamie Tramer to the free throw line. She's got 3 points so far in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. And her first charity toss is up there. It's going to be good. Here comes Wiener out of the ball game. Sierra Williamson coming in. Chelsea Morton is going to check out of the ball game now for Hastings College. And Holly Samuelson, who had the hot hand. She had 8 points in the first half, is back in there. Here's the next shot by Tramer. It's going to be up and in. So Tramer knocks down a couple of free throws, and it's now a 39-32 ball game. Midland has scored the first 6 points here in the second half. Here's Brittany Wong to Melissa Thompson. Thompson holds it on the deep wing on the left side, puts it on the floor, dribbles once, comes out to Samuelson. Samuelson gives it up now to Breckman. Breckman sends it across the top now to Brittany Wong. on the wing on the right side to Samuelson. Out to Bruckman, top of the key, trying to power her way to the goal. Contact made and a foul called. Bruckman runs over a Midland University Warrior in there, and a personal foul is going to be called. The officials are going to discuss things here. Joelle Anderson is the girl who hit the deck as Bruckman was driving the ball toward the goal, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Anderson. Anderson picks up her third personal foul here for Midland. That's going to be team foul number one in the Warriors. This will be a non-shooting situation. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket, Hastings has gone 2 minutes and 45 seconds here in the second half without scoring. Out of the locker room. Samuelson has got it. Bounce pass to the wing on the left side down to Brittany Wong. Wong around the screen. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Gets it over here to Melissa Thompson. Back outside to Bruckman. Dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot. It's off of the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. Fought for it. Tramer grabs the ball for Midland. So the Warriors have the ball. Out with pass goes to the far sideline to Jamila Johnson. Johnson hesitates. Drives down the right side of the lane. Goes for the goal. A shot. No good. Offensive rebound, follow shot good, but it won't count. Foul is going to be called here on Taylor Shepard. She's the girl who grabbed the offensive rebound, but she's called for a push-off inside. That's going to be the second foul on the Taylor Shepard in the ball game. Other games going on in the G-Pack tonight, all at halftime. Briar Cliff out on top of Doan, 50-19. Hastings had the lead over Midland. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan. Actually, that game is tied. Morningside 36, Dakota Wesleyan 36. Northwestern has a one-point lead over Dort, 35-33. Here's Brittany Wong from 15. John is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kelly Page. Here come the Warriors down the near sideline. Jamila Johnson, pass down to Tramer, kicks it back out. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Johnson. Rebound poked loose for Melissa Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to go on Jamila Johnson of Midland. That's going to be her first personal foul. So Hastings has gone 3.5 minutes here to begin the second half of play without scoring a single point. 39-32. The lead is just 7 points right now in favor of Hastings. Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Melissa Thompson. Brittany Wong has got the ball into the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here to Bruckman. Down to Samuelson. Frankie Peterson just to the left of the circle. Out to Brittany Wong. Top of the key. Sends it back to Frankie. Left side. Drives the baseline. Goes for the rack. Her shot's going to be knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Bruckman. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Sierra Williamson. Her shot no good. And she's fouling the play. So Hastings getting 3 shots in the hole there. And finally they draw the personal foul. It's going to go on Shelby Ruprecht. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Sierra Williamson. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Warriors here in this second half of play. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Sierra Williamson now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. That's the first point of the contest for Hastings. It's now 40-32. The Broncos took 4 minutes of the second half without scoring. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Williamson hits a couple of free throws to get the Broncos on the board here in the second half. Hastings now leading by the score of 41-32. Here come the Warriors back. That's a Winnetonga with the ball behind a Tramer screen. Moves it to the top of the key, then throws it back to the right wing. Ruprecht has got it. Here's a pass inside. Deflected away from Tramer. Tramer grabs it back. Goes for the goal and scores. Jamie Tramer scoring there. And again, it's a 7-point ball game, 41-34. Hastings with the lead. The Broncos beat Midland earlier this year in Fremont, 55-51. Here's a Cammie Bruckman. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Gives it up now to Samuelson. Moves it over on the left side. There's a three-pointer thrown up by Wong. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tramer. So Midland has got the ball again. The Warriors down the far sideline. That's Jamila Johnson. She'll bring things up now for the Warriors. Hastings College staying in their man-to-man defense. Jamila Johnson runs the play as they go over to Ruprecht on the wing on the right side. Ruprecht picked up there by Cammie Bruckman. Lobs it right side of the lane. They get it to Daniel Steffen. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded on the weak side here by Samuelson of Hastings. Gets it in the hands now of Bruckman. Gets it away to Brittany Wong. Wong down the near sideline into the forecourt. Frankie Peterson holds it. That is Samuelson. A shot from 15. Good. Holly Samuelson having her best game of her season here. Samuelson has got 10 points in the ballgame. 43-34. Hastings now with a 9-point lead. Here's Johnson dribbling the ball into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Mila Johnson taking the ball into the paint there. And she's fouled into play by Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first. That's going to send Johnson to the free throw line here for Midland. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Jamila Johnson. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. She'll have another free throw here. Taz Yori comes into the ball game now. Cammy Bruckman comes to the bench. 43-35. Hastings leading by 8 points. Broncos looking for their 13th win of the season here tonight. They got a road game planned for Saturday up in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. Next shot is up there by Johnson. It's going to be good. The Hastings lead is back down to 7 points again at 43-36. Broncos led by 13 at halftime. They've led by as many as 15 here in the ballgame. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it against Mooner. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound Williamson. Follow shot, good. Sierra Williamson getting a couple of cracks at the hole there. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings College back out to a 9-point lead, 45-36. Here's a Hislop with the ball. Circles around, drives into the basket. A shot no good. Offensive rebound. Foul called. Danielle Steffen got the offensive rebound there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Peterson of Hastings. That's 3 fouls now on Peterson. Chelsea Morton has got 3 fouls for the Broncos. This will be a non-shooting situation. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings here in the second half. Moon will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hislop has got it now. Top of the key. Bounce pass down in the lane. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be up there. It's no good by Shepherd, and she's fouled in the play. That went halfway down and fell out of there. A foul is going to be called on Hastings. The personal is going to be whistled on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her first foul. So to the free throw line will be Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd had 21 points the last time these two teams played in early November. Back there in Fremont, she's got just 2 tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she's got 3 points in the ball game. She's a 61% foul shooter. Zwiener back into the lineup. Williamson coming out now for Kerry Hofstetter and the Broncos. The Hastings lead is now 8 points at 45-37. Taylor Shepherd will have one more. The shot is up there and good. So she gets a couple of free throws. Hastings has the ball and a 7-point lead just by the 14-minute mark in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Brittany Wong, dribbles it inside the free throw circle, gives it up now to Samuelson on the wing on the right side. Out to Frankie Peterson, top of the key, drives the ball down the right side of the lane, kicks it out here to Samuelson. Samuelson at the free throw line has it poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Oga Winnetonga going to pick up the personal foul here for Midland. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. Here comes Morton back into the ball game for Hastings. Tramer is going to check in for Midland. Also coming in will be Joelle Anderson. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Frankie Peterson will keep things in for the Broncos. Looking. Finally gets it to Taz York. Down the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Tramer. Tramer gets the ball away now to Jamila Johnson. She'll bring things up for the Warriors. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 45-38. Here's Joelle Anderson with the ball. Looking to penetrate. Pass inside. Deflected away from Tramer. Picked up there by Shepherd. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Zwiener. Ball poked around. It's going to be picked up by Hastings. That's going to be Frankie Peterson running back the other way to Morton. Has it go off of her ankle. And the ball's going to be picked up here by Tramer. Turnover on Hastings College. Midland coming back the other way. Johnson has it tipped away again. It is picked up by Hastings. That's turnover number 15 in the ball game now for the Warriors. Hastings has the ball back here. It's going to be Brittany Wong walking into the offensive zone this time. There's a pass over to Taz York. It's going to be tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. So Breckman comes back in. Taz York will come to the bench. 12 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the second half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 45-38. We've got the men's game coming up next between the Warriors and the Broncos here tonight. Stick around for that. Brittany Wong has got the ball for Hastings. Violet Johnson out at her face defensively as Midland will attack here with a man-to-man defense. Chelsea Morton with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Goes over to Peterson. Takes it down to the baseline. Under the goal. Reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Darian Moon to Jamila Johnson now from Midland. Into the forecourt. Jamila Johnson with the ball. Gets it to Darian Moon. Lob pass goes inside to Shepherd. Down top of the key to Anderson. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Jamila Johnson. Back inside to Tramer. Shot's going to be blocked down. Picked up by Shepherd. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Midland. Follow shot is up there and in. Joelle Anderson getting the offensive board and the putback. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And all of a sudden, Midland is within 5 points at 45-40 with 12 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in this basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings with the ball, and now Morton has it knocked out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul is going to be called here on Darian Moon of Midland. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number six on the Warriors. Samuelson back in. Peterson coming to the bench. Hastings had a 15-point lead in this ball game. It's now down to five at 45-40. Here in the second half, as the Broncos will play things in. Samuelson gets it here to Brittany Wong as she works against Johnson out top. Here's Holly Samuelson on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Zwiener at the elbow. Right side of the wing with her back to the basket. Trying to dribble it. Now kicks it back out to Samuelson. She re-enters the pass, and it's going to be tipped away. And a foul is going to be called here. A foul is going to be called here on the Taylor Shepherd of Midland. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Broncos, or actually on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Zwiener. She got 2 points in the ball game. Zwiener will have 1-1 here. Her first one is up there. It's good. Zwiener, one of the better foul shooters on this team. She's hitting 72% of her foul shots. That's her first one tonight. The Bronco lead is now increased to 6 points at 46-40. As Zwiener prepares for her second one, it's up there, and the shot is around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Tramer. So 46-40 is the score, and Hastings with a lead. Myla Johnson with the ball. Dribbles between a couple of defenders, throws it out here in the three-point territory to Anderson. Dribbles to the top of the key, now to Darian Moon. Moon fires up a three-ball, a shot top of the left side, no good. Ball tapped down, it's picked up here by Brittany Wong. Wong down the near sideline, right-handed dribble. Pulls up into the forward court, sends it out to Bruckman for three. Shot good. Tammy Bruckman knocks down her first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer from the top of the key. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and just like that, Hastings back out to a 49-40 advantage as they scored the last 4 points here in the ball game, including the three-pointer by Cammy Bruckman. Here's a Joa Anderson, goes for the basket, a shot no good. The ball tapped down again. It's picked up by Morton to the far sideline, and Samuelson brings it back to the center of the floor, feeds it to the near side now. That's Brittany Wong with it. Now to Laurel Zwiener at the elbow. Right side of the wing. Gets it away now to Brittany Wong. She dribbles with the ball, and she can be fouled into play. They go on Taylor Shepherd as Taylor trying to tip the ball away there as Brittany Wong was circling around down toward the lane. So the fourth foul on Shepherd, she's going to have to check out. Here comes Danielle Steffen to the ball game again for the Warriors. Hastings will go to the free throw line. Brittany Wong will toe the mark here for the Broncos. She's 0 of 2. The line so far in this ball game, she's got 8 points in the contest. Wong sends it up to the shot, no good. And a rebound comes down to Steffen for Midland. 49-40. Broncos have a 9-point lead. Here come the Warriors back. Jamila Johnson comes out into 3-point territory to Anderson. Her pass now to Winnetonga. She holds on to it over here on the left side to Johnson. Moves the ball down to the baseline against Morton. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound, and a follow shot by Tramer. Boy, Tramer's been all over the boards tonight. She had 9 in the first half alone. Gets one right there, and it's 49-42. The Warriors back to within 7. Here's Bruckman with the ball. Sends it inside. Zwiener, double team. Kicks it out here to Morton. Tries to penetrate. Cut off on the baseline. Comes back out to Samuelson. Now to Brittany Wong. She circles the barrel, the runner underneath the basket. Now on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Brittany Wong circled underneath the basket and took it to the corner and hit one. She's now got 10 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead at 51-42, just by the 10-minute mark here in this contest. Here's Joel Anderson with the ball. Back out to Johnson. Free throw line extended right side. Johnson dribbling with the ball. Back out to Joel Anderson. Top of the key. Picked up there by Breckman for Hastings. Man-to-man defense. Lobs it right side of the lane to Steffen. Now back outside. Now back inside to Jamie Tramer. Shot is up and in. They worked that one nicely as they got it back out to Anderson at the top of the key. Back down low to Tramer. And Tramer lays it in. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. 51-44. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Brockman gets the ball to Zwiener. Kicks it out here to Chelsea Morton. Dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Out of the top of the key. Wong for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Steffen from Midland. Steffen's pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Bruckman. Her shot no good, but he's found in the play. Happened right underneath the basket there. Steffen got the rebound. Was going to try to send it to the near side. It was deflected away. Bruckman grabs it, and she's found in the play. So Cammie Bruckman will go to the free throw line after she was fouled by Steffen. And Yell picks up her first. Bruckman to the free throw line for Hastings. She has got 7 points in the basketball game thus far. 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. It's good. Bruckman 5 of 5 from the line tonight. She's a 57% foul shooter in the season. Samuelson is going to check out. Here comes Frankie Peterson back into the ball game. Sierra Williamson coming in now for the Broncos, and Zwiener will come to the bench. 52-44. Hastings with an 8-point lead here in this one. Here comes the next shot by Bruckman. It is up there and good. McCamby Bruckman now with 9 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead. 53-44, just by the 9-minute mark now. There's Ruprecht with the ball. Free throw line extended right side to Steffen. Top of the key. Two-handed pass goes down low to Tramer, who pops it down in the corner. We got a foul called. They get the ball to Tramer right in front of the basket, who sends it back down in the corner quickly with a pass, but a foul is going to be called here on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be the fourth foul on Peterson. He's going to stay in the ball game as they play it in to Tramer, and fifth personal foul now is going to be called on Frankie. So she picks up a couple of quick personal fouls, and bam, just like that, she's out of the ball game. Frankie Peterson is out of the game with 8 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the ball game. She leaves with 1 point. But Carrie unable to get a sub in there in time to get her out of the ball game with four personal fouls, and she immediately gets her fifth one. So Peterson is done. There's a inbound pass as they get it to Steffen. Her shot from short range is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Dribbles out of there as they get the ball to Brittany Wong. Now to Chelsea Morton. Morton down on the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside to Bruckman. Shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. So Bruckman again will go back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be called on Ruprecht. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. Midland is already over the 10-foul limit here in this second half of play. Hastings has got 16 fouls, so we've seen a ton of fouls here in the first 12 minutes of this second half. To the free throw line will be Brock. When her shot is up there, it's good. She is now 7 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. 10 points in the ballgame. Shepherd back in. She'll play with 4 fouls. Winnetonga is back in there now for Midland. Hastings is out to a 10-point lead again, 54-44. Here comes the next shot by Bruckman. It's up there. That one dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. 8 for 8 for Cammy Bruckman from the free throw line. Hastings 55, Midland 44. Broncos now with an 11-point lead again. There's a Steffen with the ball on the wing on the right side. Sends it out here to Joelle Anderson, 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Winnetonga. Winnetonga dribbles once. Comes to Darian Moon looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Morton. Back out to Danielle Steffen. Top of the key. Throws over a three-pointer. Shot is up. It's going to be short. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Melissa Thompson was late getting out there to pick her up in three-point territory. Just throws up the three ball and misses it. Back misses everything. Hastings will come back the other direction with an 11-point lead. 55-44 as we approach the 8-minute mark here in this one. Brittany Wong has got the ball for the Broncos around his screen from Williamson. Now a foul is going to be called. Williamson is going to pick up the personal foul on an illegal screen at the top of the key. That's the second personal foul on Williamson. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Inbounding the ball in backcourt is going to be Winnetonga. Winnetonga gets it now to Darian Moon. The Winnetonga lobs the ball into the paint there. Grabbing the ball is Shepherd. His shot is up and in. Taylor Shepherd grabbing the ball right in front of the basket. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Midland is back to within 9 points. It's 55-46. 7:48 to play in the ball game. Brittany Wong to Chelsea Morton on the near side. Morton dribbling with the ball. Comes out to Bruckman. Three-pointer is thrown up there from the top of the key. Shot good. Bruckman has hit 2 field goals in the ball game tonight. Both big three-pointers. Hastings out to a 12-point lead. Now it's 58-46. 7.5 minutes to play. Winnetonga at the free throw line. Goes over on the wing on the right side. That's Anderson with the ball. Joelle takes it down to the baseline. Her shot over Bruckman is going to be no good, but a foul is called. And Bruckman is going to be the guilty party here. That's going to be her third personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. So we have some free throws here by Joelle Anderson of Midland. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. Shot from the free throw line by Joelle Anderson is going to be good. She is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She'll have one more charity toss here. She's now in double figures with 10. Hastings College 58, Midland 47. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. There's the next free throws up there. In and out. No good. Falls off of the front iron. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. So Hastings with an 11-point lead at 58-47. Brittany Wong, waist-high dribble. She brings it into the offensive zone here. Goes over on the wing. On the left side, that's Melissa Thompson holding the ball. Thompson puts it on the floor, dribbles with it now. Comes out to Brittany Wong. Her pass across the top is going to be tipped out of bounds. There's a tipped out of bounds here by Darian Moon. Hastings College will play things in right in front of their own bench. Moon is rather surprised there. It happened right in front of us. She didn't think she touched it. I don't think she did either. Hastings got a break there. Brittany Wong has got the ball. Brittany Wong now to Bruckman as he drives the ball toward the goal. And shot is up there and in. Bruckman found a little seam in the defense and took it right to the hole. She scores with 2 seconds left in the shot clock. Hastings back out to a 13-point lead. They've led by as many as 15 here in the ballgame. Hastings now leading 60-47. There's a shot in the lane. Wheeling and scoring with it is going to be Jamila Johnson. That's her second field goal of the ballgame. She's now got 6 points, and now Midland wants to call a timeout. Warriors want to talk things over. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Here in the second half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 60, Midland 49.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Students are back from their J-term session. So expect a big crowd for the second half of our doubleheader tonight with Midland and Hastings playing in men's play. Scheduled tip-off time will be at about 8 o'clock tonight. In between games, we'll have a chance to talk with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. 60-49 is the score. Hastings out on top of Midland University here tonight in women's college basketball. Hastings has led the entire way except for about the first 6 minutes or so. We were tied up at 7 points apiece at the 14:04 mark of the first half, and Hastings has not relinquished the lead. Broncos had the advantage at halftime, 39-26. Midland has made a couple of runs here in the second half, but each time Hastings has been able to answer. Here's a Chelsea Morton with the ball in a deep wing. Right side comes out to Thompson, top of the key. Brittany Wong on the wing. Her pass inside it to Morton. Her shot no good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener gets the offensive board and the putback. Zwiener now with 5 points in the ballgame, 62-49. 13-point lead for Hastings. Here's Darian Moon with the ball. Moon gets it to Shepard inside the free throw circle. Out to Johnson. Johnson picked up by Morton. Outside again, here's Winnetonga. His shot for three is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Winnetonga throwing up an air ball there from just to the left of the lane. Here comes Moon checking out of the ball game now for Midland. Sammy Hislop is going to check in there. 5 minutes and 55 seconds to play in this basketball game, 62-49. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. She'll bring things up against Winnetonga. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Morton with the ball. Chelsea Morton to pass out here, top of the key. That's going to be Melissa Thompson. Thompson out of Brittany Wong. Picked up over there by Winnetonga. Top of the circle again. That's going to be Morton looking to penetrate. Midland goes for the steal. They can't get to it. Pass comes over here to Zwiener. Now to Wong. Free throw line jumper is up there. It's around the rim and down. Wong scoring there for Hastings. He's now at 12 points in the ball game, and Hastings back out to a 15-point lead. 64-49. This matches their biggest lead of the ball game. There's a shot from three that's going to be no good by Johnson. Rebound comes down here to Hastings College. Morton has got the ball now to Brittany Wong. Now over here again to Chelsea Morton. Bounce pass. It goes inside to Zwiener. Puts up a left-handed shot. Good. Zwiener in the lane scoring. She's got 7 points. Now the Broncos starting to run away from things here. Hastings looking for their second win of the season over Midland. The Broncos beat the Warriors 55-51 in Fremont way back there in November. There's a shot by Shepard. It's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Wong brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Hastings now with a big lead, 66-49. There's Bruckman for three. Shot good. Cammie Bruckman knocks one down from deep in the right corner. It is good for 3 points. She's now got 19 in the ball game, and Midland calls a timeout as Hastings has now opened up a 20-point lead over the Midland University Warriors. We have got a timeout here with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play, and the basketball game is now Hastings 69, Midland 49.
Rogers Incorporated, better serve.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College has opened up a 20-point lead here in women's college basketball, 69-49. Brittany Wong came out of that timeout. She's being treated here on the near sidelines now. Looks like some leg cramps. Josie Schomp is going to come into the contest as they work on Brittany Wong, the product out of Carmichael, California, on the bench now. But he's had a good ball game here tonight for Hastings College with 12 points. Broncos have opened up a 20-point lead. Here's Midland following their timeout. Johnson, bounce pass, goes down low. Tramer's got it, goes up with a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. It's brought down there. There's a foul shot up there by Anderson. No good, and a foul is called. Tramer was surrounded in the lane there, and then a foul is going to be called here on Morton. That's going to be your fourth. Frankie Peterson is already on the bench with five personal fouls for Hastings. Anderson to the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there, and it dances around the back iron and down through the hole. Anderson now 5-6 from the free throw line. Hastings College in the ball game tonight, hitting 43% of their field goals, are now 22-51. Midland is 15-44 in the ball game for 34%. Hastings has knocked down 9-17 from 3-point range. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Anderson, and the rebound comes down here to Hastings College. So the Broncos have a 19-point lead, looking for their 13th win of the season. Get them over the 500 mark. At 13-12 with a win here tonight. Samuelson has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Melissa Thompson. Down to the left sideline. Bruckman has got it. Now to Josie Schomp. Brings it back over here to Zwiener on the wing on the right side. Back out to Bruckman between the circles. Bruckman having problems with the dribble. There's a long pass inside to Zwiener. She grabs it, shoots, and scores. Laurel Zwiener now has got 9 points in the ballgame. Bruckman gets the assist. Hastings leading by a score of 71-50. Driving for the basket there is Johnson, and seems to be fouling the play by Zwiener. First foul on Laurel Zwiener. So Hastings has now opened up a 71-50 lead over Midland University. And going to the free throw line, Jamila Johnson. Johnson has got 6 points in the ballgame, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. He has got a couple of field goals, and the first free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Kelly Page coming into the ballgame now. Shelby Ruprecht checking back in for the Warriors. 71-50 is the score with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in this one. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Jamila Johnson hitting 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Hastings lead is now 20. 71-51. Here's Josie Schomp with it out here in 3-point territory. Comes over on the wing on the right side. Samuelson, top of the key, Thompson. Bounce pass, left wing. That's going to be Schomp with the ball, now to Breckman. Breckman throws up a long-range 15-footer. Shot good. Breckman scoring again. She's starting to warm up. She's got 21 points in the ballgame. She's got 17 of those since halftime. Hastings leading 73-51 is going to put this baby away. Here's Tramer. Her shot from the right side of the lane is going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Thompson down on the floor. Jump ball is called. Jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. Hastings College with a road game coming up on Saturday will take a trip to Sioux Center, Iowa. Hastings and the Dort Defenders on Saturday afternoon. Bronco women will play at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. We'll have the games for you here on 1230 KHAS beginning at 1:45. There's a bounce pass through the fingertips of Zwiener. Now a battle for the ball down on the hardwood here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Midland, so the Broncos turn it away. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Hastings College. Midland has got 16 turnovers here in the ballgame. 73-51. Hastings with a comfortable lead here. 22 points with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Joelle Anderson powering her way to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but Thompson goes for the block and picks up the personal foul. Melissa Thompson picks up her first personal. That's going to be 10 fouls plus on Hastings College. And going to the free throw line for the Warriors is going to be Joelle Anderson. She has got 11 points in the ballgame. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there and in. Anderson now with 12 points in the ballgame. She'll get one more shot here for the Warriors as she looks at the basket. Anderson is a sophomore out of Lincoln. toes the mark here, and Ashana's up there, and that one hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. She's got 13 in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now 20, 73 to 53. Hastings College with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Josie Schaap driving it, lobs it inside down to Zwiener, kicks it out to Samuelson, bounce pass now, goes down in the corner. That's Schaap with the ball. Out here to Breckman inside the free throw circle. Melissa Thompson to Samuelson. Out of the elbow. There's Breckman's shot. She wheels in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ruprecht for the Midland University Warriors. There's a shot inside. It's going to be up and in. Noah Anderson scoring there. She's now got 15 in the ball game. 73 to 55. Hastings with a lead. Approaching the 2-minute mark here in the ball game. Samuelson, free throw line extended right side, right in front of the Bronco bench. Comes out here to Melissa Thompson. Her pass is going to be deflected. Thompson picks her back up. Out of Schaap. Josie dribbles with the ball into the paint. Now she's trapped. Has to get rid of it. Schaap flips it away. Now we got a whistle here. We got a 3-second violation called on Schaap. So Hastings turns the ball away for the 11th time here in the ball game. A minute and 48 seconds to play. Here comes his slot back into the ball game now for Midland. Also checking in will be Rachel Stara. So we're down to a minute and 48 left, 73-55. Hastings with the lead. And Midland will bring her up the floor here. Sammy Hislop has got it now for the Warriors. Sammy brings it into the forecourt, comes over here to Stara, who's into the ball game for the first time. Kelly Page gets it inside as Midland has got some second teamers in there, second and third teamers, and they turn the ball away. Picked up here by Hastings, and the Broncos get the ball back here. Turnover number 17 in the ball game for the Warriors. Hastings led this ball game at halftime 39 to 26. There's the ball. It's going to be tapped out of bounds here by Kelly Page of Midland. Here comes Williamson back into the ball game. Here comes Taz Yorick back in. And Holly Bauer is going to come in. Breckman is going to come out. Zwiener is going to come out. Samuelson is going to check out. So a minute and 22 seconds to play. Hastings comfortably ahead, 73-55. As they get it into a Josie Schaap out here in three-point territory, runs the offense. Comes over here on the wing to Taz Yorick. Now to Melissa Thompson. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Here's a pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Kelly Page as he runs her back the other way. Driving layup is going to be tipped from behind. It is picked up by Midland. Nice play there by Josie Schaap for Hastings College coming from behind. And now we got a foul called as Ruprecht takes the ball out of the hole. A foul is going to be called on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line now is going to be Ruprecht for Midland. Shelby's got 2 points in the ball game thus far on a field goal. She's a 75% foul shooter. This will be a two-shot foul. Her first one is up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get one more. Here comes Darian Moon back in the ball game now from Midland. Checking out will be Kelly Page. So Midland's going to fall to 9-16 after this one here tonight. 4-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is going to nudge above the 500 mark. Next free throw is up there. It's going to be good by Ruprecht. So she makes one out of two from the free throw line. Here comes Josie Schaap back with the basketball now for Hastings College. Schaap picked up out there by Darian Moon. Comes on the wing. That's going to be Taz Yorick. Taz lobs the ball. That's going to be Williamson grabbing it, shooting and missing. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It's picked up here by Thompson. Offensive board out to Josie Schaap. Her pass down on the baseline is going to be deflected away from Williamson, and the ball's brought down here by Midland. Down the far sideline to Darian Moon. Moon now to Hislop out here. Brings the right side. Hislop has got it. Hesitates over there on the right sideline. Now behind the screen. Entry pass to get it inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips of a Warrior inside. Ruprecht unable to hang on to it there for Midland. That's going to be turnover number 18 now on the Warriors. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Here's Hastings challenges the ball as Josie Schaap drives down the left side of the lane. Now Hastings will spread the floor. They get to Melissa Thompson. Out to Josie Schaap. Now to Taz Yorick. We've got 5 seconds to play. Taz is dribbling of the ball. Now pulls up, and Hastings College is going to win the basketball game here tonight. The Broncos with their second win of the season over Midland University. Hastings beating Midland earlier this year up in Fremont way back in November by 4 points at 55-51. Hastings comes back and picks up the win here tonight, 73-56 over Midland. So Hastings has won 2 games in a row now. They back up their win on Saturday with a big win here tonight over Midland University. Hastings going to 13 wins and 12 losses on the season. They're now 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland falls to 9 wins and 16 losses. Midland now 4-12 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In the final score on this one, Hastings over Midland by the score of 73-56. Back with a recap after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it 3-56. We are tied up at 7 points apiece with 14 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the first half. That's when Hastings scored three straight points to go on top 10-7. And Hastings never relinquished that lead. Broncos got out to a halftime advantage of 39-26. Increase that lead to 15 points again. In the second half of play, Midland chopped away. They had a 5-point deficit at the 12-minute mark at 45-40. But Hastings coming back and scoring 4 straight points to go back on top by 9. And they cruise to the win here tonight as they beat Midland by a score of 73-56. Gabby Bruckman had a good second half tonight for Hastings. She had only 4 points. At halftime, she comes up with 17 more in the second half. Cammie Bruckman leads the way for the Broncos with 21 points. Brittany Wong had 12, and Holly Samuelson had 10 points. That's a brand-new season high for Samuelson. Other scores in the ball game tonight, Laurel Zwiener had 9 points. Sierra Williamson had 8. Taz York had 6 points tonight. Melissa Thompson had 2. Frankie Peterson had 1. Hastings College was 16 out of 23 from the free throw line tonight, and they had 14 turnovers in the basketball game. Midland, they connected on 22 out of 29 from the foul line. Midland also committing 18 turnovers in the ball game. They were led tonight by Joelle Anderson as she scores 15 points in the ball game. Jamie Tramer, she ends up with 11, so two girls in double figures for the Warriors, led by Anderson's 15. The other scores for Midland, you had Jamila Johnson scores 7 points. Olga Winnetonga had 6 points. Darian Moon had 5. Taylor Shepard had 4. And 3 points apiece for Shelby Ruprecht and Kelly Page. And Hastings College wins it here tonight in women's college basketball by a score of 73-56 over Midland after the Broncos led at halftime 39-26. Shooting numbers are in the ball game. Hastings ended up shooting 43% from the ball game. Broncos hitting 24 out of 55 shots tonight for 43.6%. Midland was 16 out of 47 for just 34% tonight. The Broncos hitting 9 out of 17 from the three-point line for 52%. Midland was just 2 out of 15 for 13%. Hastings again 16 out of 23 from the free throw line, 69%. Midland was 22 out of 29 for 75%. The rebounds tonight, Hastings College had 37 rebounds. Midland had 32. Midland grabbing 9 offensive rebounds tonight. Hastings had 12. The Broncos had 14 turnovers in the ballgame. Midland had 18. Hastings came up with 7 block shots, including 5 from Laurel Zwiener tonight. Midland had 4 block shots, including 3 by Jamie Tramer. Hastings with 11 steals in the ball game. Midland had 8. So the Broncos take care of business as they come back from their big win over Northwestern on Saturday. They coupled that with another home win over Midland here tonight as they beat the Warriors by the score of 73-56. Cammie Breckman, a big second half, scoring 17 points for Hastings, ends up with a team-high 21 points in the ball game, and Hastings improves to 13 wins and 12 losses on the season. They're now 8-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they get ready to play in Sioux Center, Iowa on Saturday against the Dort Defenders. And Hastings winning the women's ball game tonight 73-56 over Midland University. We've got this second ball game coming up. Hastings and Midland in the men's play. Going to take a break. When we come back, we'll check in with Lance Creech, the head basketball coach for the Broncos, as we continue with Bronco basketball coverage tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's contest here tonight between Hastings College and Midland University. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, 6 games left in the regular season, and this is another important game for us tonight.
Well, it really is. I mean, I think we can really take care of some business here. I mean, Midland's ahead of us by about a game and a half, maybe even 2 complete games in the conference standings, and moved into the receiving votes category of the national polls. So this is a big game. I mean, and this is a home game that, you know, I don't know if you want to use the term must win with 6 games to go, but at the same time, you know, it's an opportunity for us to really kind of gain some headway and gain some steam and as we, you know, hit into Saturday going into Dort College.
Coming off of a loss the other day to Northwestern, so it's important for us to get back on track and not let this thing snowball on us.
Yeah, we've done a very good job of, you know, not losing 2 games in a row or getting a streak of any kind in the negative column get going. We've responded pretty well anytime that we've lost a game. So, you know, I hope our kids have an understanding of the nature of what we've got on the table in front of us here tonight. And, you know, it's just a matter of individual defense, individual focus, and a better job of communicating. And that's where we really broke down Saturday against Northwestern.
This is a team that we played clear back at the beginning of the conference season in November. Can we take anything out of that game, or did we kind of have to start over and approach this as a different team, a new team?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think you look at it and say, hey, we went in there and got a win. That was a heck of an accomplishment. I think you can look at some of the tendencies, some of the things that maybe we did that had some pretty good success and use that as a blueprint. But, you know, they've got a different player that was not even eligible, you know, the first time we played them back in November. So they've got kind of a different team. They've got some injuries going around. They're not maybe as deep as they've been, but it's not injuries to any of their starters or anything like that. So it's bench players and quote-unquote role players that are kind of nicked up at this time. So, yeah, I think we can use it, like I say, as a blueprint, but I don't think it's something we want to hang our hat on and say, here's how we won the game, and that's how we got to attack it this way. And, again, that's where we have fallen short, you know, as a group, is just the in-game adjustments. We just have not been very good at opening up our ears and opening up our thought processes to making the adjustments that we need to be successful against the top teams in our league.
Is that occurring at halftime and not coming out in the second half with the minor adjustments that you need to make?
Well, and that's, you know, the one thing. Yeah, you're right to answer your question. And I think the thing that we've still got to do a better job of, Mike, is we've got to get our guys, and I don't know if you want to use the word buy-in. I don't know if you want to use the word focus or mentality or whatever it may be. You know, a lot of times we've been up at halftime. I mean, we're up against Dort. We're up against Northwestern. We're up against Northwestern at third place, you know, and we just haven't been able to make the dead ball or the in-game adjustments as well as we have, because you don't know at halftime what they're going to come out and do. You kind of got to be prepared for everything. You go in at halftime and say, hey, here's where we were good. Here's where we need to make an adjustment. Here's what we can anticipate. But, you know, you don't have a spy in the other locker room saying, here's what they're going to do. Okay, let's figure out a game plan in a 15-minute scenario. So, again, we've just got to have better focus at timeouts. We've got to have better communication once we get on the floor. And we've just got to do a better job as a unit, communicating from our players to our bench, talking on calls where we can, you know, make some personnel changes. As a staff, we've got to do a better job of relaying information from our bench back to the court, to the players that are out there. In any dead ball situation, it's got to be used as a mini timeout, and that's where we've really fallen short in the second half.
Become complacent in the second half after we have a lead at halftime and things are going well for us, so we kind of put it on cruise control and play not to lose the game?
Well, I don't think any of our leads have been so substantial that maybe we could do that. You know, I mean, you're talking leads of two, maybe a three-possession lead. So, you know, that can be erased, as we found out quickly at Doan. That can be erased and under a shot clock. So I don't know that I would use the word complacency, Mike. I think it's lack of focus, and that kind of steps into a different term of mental toughness, you know, and that's where we've just got to be better tonight. We've got to be more in, not only tonight, but, you know, moving forward, because, you know, we've got some very winnable games on our schedule remaining, especially some home games, but there are also some very losable games if we don't change our habits, and habits is the biggest key to our game, and we've just got to be better second half team right now.
On Saturday, what was the biggest downfall in the second half? Did not play very well the final 7 minutes of that ball game. Was it all on defense?
It wasn't all on defense, because I thought Northwestern did a nice job of making a few adjustments of themselves defensively. I thought we got lethargic. I thought we got very passive. We were just not as aggressive as we were in the first 20 minutes. And quite honestly, in the first 20 minutes after we go back and really break down the film, we dodged some bullets. You know, we lost Ben Miller in transition three times and he didn't score it. So, you know, as nice as we wanted to say we were up at halftime on Northwestern, there were still many opportunities to where you let a team or a player like him get loose. You could have been down as much as you were up at halftime of that game. So it wasn't as much the second half as what we want to, you know, look at it on paper. But, you know, I didn't think we did a very good job defensively. They shot 71%. They missed eight shots in the second half and had six offensive rebounds. So on paper, we got two legit stops, you know, and again, you cannot do that against a good team. And we did a very good job against Northwestern. Their starters had 40 points. They came off the bench with roughly 40 some more points, you know, to get to their 90 total. So we just didn't do a very good job in our communication. And I thought, you know, once they got some players that had some rhythm going, a lot of times it's hard to shift gears and say, okay, I know how to guard this starter, but the reserve player that's coming off the bench getting 15, 16, 19 points, sometimes once they get in a rhythm, it's hard to get them out.
So it's Hastings and Midland here tonight with a road trip coming up this weekend to Dort. Like I said, some winnable games down the stretch, but it's just the old cliche. You got to take care of one game at a time as we head down to a possible a national tournament berth here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is one of those games that, like I said early in the broadcast here, I don't know if you want to say must win, but there's a lot of weight on this game from the standpoint that if we take care of business, I mean, it really moves us in a position to where we take care of the games that, you know, that are at home, and we take care of the games that on paper you can win. However you want to term it, Mike, I don't know. But it bodes very well for us to get a first-round home conference tournament game against a team that we've already either beaten or that we've had very good success against. And it keeps us from going on the road right out of the gate, which if you can win one and then you maybe go get an upset on the road in the second round of the conference tournament, now you're looking at an at-large kind of lock, you know, and that's kind of right now, that looks a lot better for our team at this juncture than it is to say, let's go win three road games and go through Doan, Dort, Northwestern, or somebody like that. You know, maybe start at Barcliff or Midland, then go to Doan, Dort, Northwestern to win a conference title on the road. That's going to be a tough road to hoe.
It's Midland tonight, a team that we beat earlier this year, like we said, 77-70. Maybe a different style of team. Like they've caught fire as of late. What are they doing differently?
Well, I think, you know, they've done a good job, just as we talked, of winning the games that they probably should, whether they're home or on the road. And they've won four in a row here, and like I think you said, 10 or 11 of their last 14. They got a kid eligible at Christmas. That makes a big difference for them, gives them a little bit more depth on the interior. You know, and their guards are playing very well. I think they're still, regardless of how good they can score it on the inside, their bigs aren't the type of bigs that just get the ball, make a bunch of post moves, and score at the rim. They're going to score off of offensive rebounds, and they're going to score off of drop passes from guard penetration. So we've got to be able to defend ball screens. You're going to see a ton of different ball screens. They can shoot it pretty well. They've got two kids at one, you know, one kid shooting well over 140 or 104 attempts from three, and shooting 42% on those attempts. And that's the goalie kid that runs a point for him. Then you got Parrott, who is probably the most dynamic athlete, not only in our conference, but one of the most dynamic athletes in all of NAI, scoring right at 19 a game, you know, shooting 50% from the field, but he's also shooting 50% from the foul line. So, you know, there's some things, you know, they've got some Achilles heels, but we've just got to come out. We've got to be on point right away. We've got to make sure and understand and be physical out of the gate. We can't take a step back once they also deliver a blow.
Yeah, the goalie kid is a kid that's been averaging only 11 points per ball game for Midland, but he stepped up, had 19 against us the first time around. So I'm sure a little bit more focus on him today.
Yeah, there will be, because he's a tough matchup, because he's not very tall, but he's a very strong guard. He does a very good job of getting you on his hip and keep you on his hip. We've got to keep the ball in front of us, and we've got to make sure he's taking contested shots. And the first time that we played him, as we watched that film, he was shooting wide open, uncontested jump shots, and we just can't allow that to happen. If it does happen, it's going to be a very long night for us.
Parrott's a guy who can run off and rattle off a bunch of points in a row, but for the most part, we pretty well kept him under control the first time around, didn't we?
We did. You know, I thought we did a pretty good job of him. I mean, he can score in so many different ways. You know, he can shoot it from three. He can get you off the drive. He's got a very good middle game. He's a kid that can get a deflection or two in transition, turn that into very easy, very quick baskets on the other end. So he's definitely a multi-tool type kid. We've just got to be very physical with him. You know, we've got to take the fight to him. We can't allow him to come in and get free and get loose and get in rhythm. And I think he started in rhythm against us up there the first game, and we did a pretty good job of responding and taking some things out of him, especially in that second half.
So Hastings and Midland here tonight again. Coach said a very important ball game for your group. So you went through a shoot around today and everything. Do the kids know about what's on the line here and know the importance of the ball game tonight?
You know, and Mike, the thing that we've done with this bunch is they're an older and more mature group. They understand, they can read the internet. You know, they probably know more about it than we do. So we kind of put it, you know, on their plate is this is a game. If we win this game here tonight, it's going to make our season a whole lot better going forward than if we were to lose here tonight and have to fight through the conference tournament. So I think they have a pretty good understanding of what's at stake. And like I say, if we lose, is our season complete? No. If we win, is our season complete? No. So to use the term must win might be a little bit strong. It's a must win if we want us to continue to be playing in March.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Signing lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Midland today on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're thinking of